Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. St. John Henry Newman wrote in one of his sermons, "Notoriety, or the making of a noise in the world, it may be called newspaper fame, has come to be considered a great good in itself and a ground for veneration." Now, we don't use the word notoriety or newspaper fame anymore. We call it celebrity. And Newman is right. We do venerate celebrity. We venerate it almost more than anything else. Most people would be more excited if a movie star or sports or music star showed up in person at their house than Christians would be if Jesus himself walked through the doors of their church on Sunday. Actually, Jesus does show up at our church every Sunday, and we're not that excited about it. And yet, Jesus himself shunned celebrity. He often fled from large crowds and went off by himself to pray. There was only one time when he voluntarily accepted the praise of the mob, the anonymous public, on this day, Palm Sunday. Because this one day of anonymous celebrity was enough to show how empty it really was. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Palm Sunday was the one day where Jesus let his fans go nuts. He was a one-man parade. People chanted his name. Everybody knew who he was. He was the star, living the dream. And then, a mere matter of days later, the crowd demanded that he be put to a torturous, shameful death. The same crowd. Every year on Palm Sunday, the church has us relive this wild contrast. We begin at Mass by waving our palms and singing a triumphant song of praise, and then, less than an hour later during the Gospel, we all chant together, "Crucify Him." Could there possibly be a more eloquent witness to the hollowness of fame, the emptiness of having lots of people know who you are? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We're always looking for ways to measure things. We want metrics. We try to come up with all kinds of tests to measure intelligence or professional profiles or even our own personal value. And one of the tests we try to use to establish our own value is, how many people have I impacted? How many people know who I am? That's why we mistakenly value celebrity, because we figure if we have impacted a large number of people, it must mean we are important. But we know that reasoning is flawed. You might as well say a prostitute is more important than a wife and mother because she has a tangible impact on more people. But we know this isn't true. We know it's better to be almost everything to just one man, one family, than almost nothing to many men. And it's more important to make a deep impact on just a few people than to have a shallow impact on a lot of people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The great philosopher-theologian Boethius said that when you seek celebrity, popularity, notoriety, when you worry too much about the opinion of others, you are in effect putting your happiness in the hands of strangers. And it's a horrible deal. You evaluate yourself based on people who don't know you well enough to form any kind of accurate opinion of you. It's like trying to measure your weight with a scale you know is totally unreliable. Sometimes the scale says you weigh less than you do. Other times the scale says you weigh more than you do. What's the point of stepping on that scale? It's just an exercise in frustration. The mob couldn't get Jesus right because they didn't know him. On Palm Sunday, most of them probably thought he was going to be the warrior king who delivered them from the Roman rule. Then on Good Friday, most of them, the same people, thought he was a blasphemer, guilty of sacrilege. Their opinion of Jesus was always wrong, and it didn't matter anyway because they didn't know him. So why do we worry so much about the opinion of those who don't really know us? And let's ask ourselves, whose opinion actually matters? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The people who know you, the people you can't hide your true character from, it's their opinion that matters. That means mostly your family, your spouse, and kids, the people you work directly with. They're the ones you're called to serve, to love. Jesus didn't spend most of his time with crowds, probably for good reason. He spent most of his time with just a handful of people. And most of all, God knows who you are. His judgment of who you are is the only one that ultimately matters. He's the primary one you are called to love and serve and spend time with. The whole world is caught up in celebrity. We spend time reading up on famous people. Sometimes we know more about famous people, we think, than the people we actually live and work with. We spend all this time being interested in celebrities while we sit side by side with our family members and look at our phones, our telephones, tele, which comes from the Greek word for far away. Instead, we should care about those close to you. God is right with you, always. And the people you live with, the people you sit next to and across from, know them, care about them. So make your life matter. Don't make it a mile wide and an inch deep. Don't seek the show of Palm Sunday. Invest in the small group of people directly in your life, the people who know you. That's how you transform the world. That's how Christ transformed the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I so enjoy the conversation with you. What were you reflecting on?
This meditation really reminded me of something that I thought when I was younger. Because I've always liked writing a lot. And I was thoroughly convinced that I could write something that everyone in the world would enjoy. And no one would have any qualms with it. I was like, I saw so many people disagreeing on everything. And I could see all of the different threads and be like, I will make something for everyone. And then I grew up and I would find something that I loved more than anything, like a perfect book or a perfect movie. And then inevitably someone would be like, I hate that thing. Not only do I hate it, I think it's just objectively bad. And it was soul crushing at first. But eventually I realized that's actually kind of comforting.
Comforting?
Comforting. Why? In the sense that I could make something as perfect as the things that I love and people would still hate it. And that's okay. But it was weird to try and figure out from that point forward that in a way, you still need opinions. Like, you can't write something and then every time someone criticizes it, say, oh, well, you just don't get it. You're wrong because this other person likes it. So it is objectively good. That's not how it works. You can't just be blind to all criticism. But what it made me realize is you need to figure out who your audience is and who to listen to. You can only have a couple of opinions that really matter. Not that everyone else is meaningless, but you can't listen to all of it all the time. Because at the end of the day, there are people that I really respect, but we disagree on things when it comes to things I really care about, and that's okay.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about this, but we are so obsessed, so controlled by the opinion of others, mm-hmm. and God became one of us, so he's perfect.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of people didn't like him.
Uh-huh. But it's like you said with the analogy of the prostitute. It's not about the number of good opinions. Because quite honestly, if everyone likes something, then it's not saying much. It's not doing much. It's like the big summer blockbusters are usually made for the majority. So they really have to pull their punches in a lot of areas. Because if you're going to make a hard-hitting point with art, then it's got to... Well, it's got to force people to change to some degree, and that's going to be uncomfortable, and a lot of people are just going to reject it and hate it. So you can't make any big waves with all of it. But all of this comes back to find the people whose opinions really matter to you, and that's not going to be this mass populace, but it's going to be I always go to my brothers for opinions on things because we disagree on a lot of things, but we can also come to a place of agreement. I really respect their opinions, especially when it comes to my work and my art. But I really had to give up on this idea that I could please everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, when we say to please others, what do we actually mean?
It's like you don't want to rub them the wrong way.
Is that it? I want to please others.
I want everyone to like me. Or I want everyone to agree with me.
Is that what we really want, or do we want to be known and understood and have and be valued honestly. We want to be known and understood and valued, which is good.
It's true. It is a good thing. But this reminds me that when it comes to people, quite honestly, there are going to be some people that they're good and they're virtuous and you still probably wouldn't be best friends with them.
It's true.
And that's okay.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. But we all, there's two points here.
Mm-hmm.
We can't seek our worth in the opinion of others.
Yeah.
However, God did make us in such a way that he made us to be in relationships. So we mm-hmm. do long to be known,
exactly.
understood, and valued by mm-hmm. others. But that can't be from the crowds. That can't be from a distance. It can only be from a very small group who you know them mm-hmm. and they know you.
Yeah. And then ultimately God.
And especially.
So when you're working on something, obviously this applies to so much more than creative work, but I have a very selfish perspective. but I have to first and foremost question, is this pleasing to God? Then secondly, is this good for a handful of people and for me?
Yeah. Well, in doing anything, we should ask, why am I doing this? If we're doing it to please others, we're toast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But if we're doing it because we think it's good,
mm-hmm.
and that's just it right there. If we're doing it because we think it's good, then it's worth doing.
Yeah.
So we just go about doing good for the small group of people in our lives. And then just use your gifts to do the good that you think you can do. Great, great small line about Jesus in the gospel. He just went around doing good.
He went around doing good.
So I have a friend who's an excellent writer. And I ask, basically I ask him, how do you figure out your audience? And he says, I don't. I just write what I think makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And when I understand it,
mm-hmm.
I just write it.
Yep. That's a really good way to put it. Because let's be honest, we're all very unique creatures, but we're not so unique that no one else will ever enjoy it if we're not going to be the only person who enjoys something. But so, on the flip side of that, everyone's not going to enjoy it. And we have to accept that.
So, do you wrestle in relationships when the other person doesn't get it, doesn't understand
you? Absolutely.
So then what is this, what's at the heart of this? What's the main takeaway for you for this reflection and conversation?
That's such a good question.
In the frustration when other people don't understand you, don't agree with you.
I think usually my second step once I start to disagree with someone.
Cut them off.
Yeah. Well, actually, I just pull out the pistol at that point. Just John Wick. Solve all your problems real quick.
Good rhyme.
Yeah, bars. But once, if they can't figure me out, all I can really be satisfied with is trying to figure them out. Does that make sense? Is that a satisfying enough answer?
So you turn and try to understand them.
Yeah.
But still, you get frustrated.
Yeah, that's true. So what would you recommend as a solution for this frustration, this miscommunication?
I think the more, it's twofold. We have this deep desire to be known, understood, accepted. The only person in the universe who can do that for you to the depth that you need is God. However, you know, he's invisible and usually silent. And so we do need, everyone does need.
Yeah, we desire to be known.
We all need one or two people in our lives. But to get that, you have to give it to them first.
Yeah.
We have to invest in and we have to really work hard to know and understand them first. And we're never guaranteed to get it back.
Yeah.
But
it's just good to know others. And again, you have a better... You can't guarantee in this life that you're going to solve everything and solve all of those people's and those relationships. But you have a much better chance by setting the example, showing them how to love and be interested and engage.
However, I think even though we're made this way, there's a deep trap. Because no human will ever, no spouse, nobody will ever be able to know and understand you and appreciate you to the depth that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Only God. And as long as you're trying to find it in another human, you're always going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
But as soon as you seek that fully in God, you'll actually get what you need
from
others.
But I've never thought of that approach. I think I need to spend more time with that in meditation. Instead of just thinking about my life from the, like, everything externally. Just sitting and trying to see God, but in a way to be seen by God and share yourself with God.
Yeah.
Because it does go both ways. It's like a relationship.
Yep.
It's harder to comprehend, but you're absolutely right. I think I would be much more satisfied and at peace, because a lot of my lack of peace comes from that.
Mm.
The disconnection or the dissonance between me and other people, or not being seen or understood by other people.
Yeah, it's an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
We have this expectation. We have a flawed expectation that we're going to get from other people the depth of that self-knowledge and understanding, and we can't.
Mm-hmm.
But once we let go of that expectation, seek it in God, then we can actually become pretty okay with the people around us.
Yeah. But I need to actually seek that in God. You're absolutely correct.
Hmm. Well, this is not the direction I expect the conversation to go, but I liked it. Thank you.
I still very much enjoyed it. I appreciate that.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, the rosary, and good conversation. Good conversation should flow after the rosary, just like it does with you and I. Share it with others.